Now it's time to move on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill in the blank questions as they can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
We have a three-way tie, Peter. Kiri, Mo, and Paula each has 2 correct answers.
All right, we have a three-way tie. We've randomly selected an order. So, Kiri, you're up first. The clock will start when they begin your first question. Fill in the blank. Monday's safe landing was a much-needed boost for the blank program.
Space shuttle.
Right. A grand jury in San Francisco expired without indicting baseball player blank.
Barry Bonds.
Right, in connection with the steroids investigation. Federal investigators worked to determine what caused a blank off the coast of Florida to suddenly list to one side.
Cruise ship.
Right. After turning down their invitations to speak for 5 years, President Bush finally addressed the blank on Thursday.
NAACP.
Right. A state judicial ethics board in New York has ruled that it's okay for judges to blank.
Take bribes.
No. Oh, would that it were so. Carry a gun under their robes. Robert Brooks, the man who gave the world waitresses and orange hot pants with his restaurant chain blank, died this week.
Hooters.
Right. Chicago Mayor Richard M. Daley said that hosting this week's gay games is like a preview of Chicago's bid to host the blanks.
Olympics.
Right. A German man on trial for stealing didn't do his case any favors when he blanked during the proceedings.
Stole something?
Yes. In fact, I'm going to give it to you. He stole the judge's keys. The man on trial for theft initially denied stealing from the judge, saying he'd been shocked to find the judge's keys in his pocket. How did they get there? Then he confessed, but the trial was delayed while it was determined whether the judge would have to recuse himself for bias. Carl, how did Kiri do on our quiz?
Kiri had a great round, Peter. 7 correct answers, 14 more points.
Good
she now has 16 points and the lead.
Well done. All right, Mo, let's see if you can match it. The U.S. government said the massive cruise ship, the Orient Queen, to evacuate Americans in blank.
Lebanon.
Right. The Marriott hotel chain announced it was banning blanking in all of its hotel rooms in the U.S. and Canada.
Polygamy? No, it's smoking.
Smoking. In an attempt to cut costs, the blank announced they were cutting 250 jobs and shrinking the size of the newspaper.
New York Times.
Right. Federal relief Ben Bernanke told Congress that rising blank prices could worsen inflation in the U.S.
Gas prices.
Right. To summon help after his car broke down on a remote highway, a man in Australia blanked.
Mounted a kangaroo and hopped to the nearest police station.
No, lay in the road and played dead. Beer executive Pete Coors this week pleaded not guilty to charges of blanking.
Drinking and driving.
Right, driving under the influence. Yeah. To settle a lawsuit in Britain, a judge must now watch up to 400 hours of blank.
I know it's not the simple life. It's 400 hours of to settle a lawsuit of it's the People's Court.
No, the Jerry Springer Show.
Damn it.
A 12-foot python in Idaho was forced to undergo surgery after it blanked.
Ate an electric blanket.
Yes, it did. Houdini the python was hungry, so when his rabbit dinner got tangled in his queen-size electric blanket, he decided it was some sort of burrito. Ate the whole thing. After a relatively quick blanketectomy, 2 hours in surgery, Houdini is now resting comfortably. Carl, how
certainly
did...
not on his blanket.
No. Carl, how did Mo do?
Well, Mo had 6 correct answers for 12 more points. He now has 14, but Kiri still has the lead with 16 points.
Here's the question to which I'm sure Paula wants to know the answer. How many does Paula need to win?
She needs 7 to tie, but 8 to win outright.
All right. They're on your side. This is for the game.
All right.
Fill in the blank. A blank destroyed several towns along Indonesia's Java coast.
Tsunami.
Right. The Los Angeles Times headlined a story this week, quote, "In blank, civil war all but declared."
Iraq.
Right. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez told the Senate that blank personally blocked a Justice Department probe into the domestic eavesdropping program.
Bush.
Right. Because of his associations with Jack Abramoff, Christian Coalition founder blank lost his GOP primary to be Georgia's lieutenant governor.
Reed.
Right. Ralph Reed. Saying, quote, "It can't go in your basement, and if it's in your backyard, your neighbor will notice. A Minnesota man was stunned that someone stole his blank."
Tank?
No, 14-foot inflatable sheep. Be on the lookout for it. A one-day contract made 94-year-old Buck O'Neill the oldest man ever to play professional blank.
Football.
No baseball. It's summer.
Sorry.
On Thursday, the Postal Service released new stamps that feature characters from blanks.
Cartoons.
Good enough. Comic books. Australian officials rejected a man's claim that he was trying to surprise his girlfriend when they caught him blanking.
That's streaking.
No. Smuggling rare eggs in his underwear. Wayne Frederick Floyd was about to board a flight from Sydney to Bangkok when customs officials noticed his strange bulges. A strip search revealed 6 rare eggs nestled comfortably in his underwear.
But they didn't totally throw the book at him, and you know why?
Because it would have broken the eggs.
No.
He was working for
eggs, them. Because the eggs were from his backyard.
Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
You actually knew this story?
I happen to know a little something.
About?
Goings on in Australia. Yeah.
Well, what he said was, why do you have these eggs in your underwear? He said, well, I want to surprise my girlfriend. And
it did. I was blown away.
Yeah. Floyd was fined for illegal exportation. Carl, did Paula do well enough to win?
Well, she needed at least 7 to tie, but Paula had just 5 correct answers. So with 16 points, Kiri O'Connor is this week's
champion.
That's
how you do it.
You just pretended not to know that 8th answer.
Yeah, I didn't want to, pile on.
In just a minute, we're going to ask our panelists to predict who next will be caught in front of a live microphone unawares. But first, let me tell you all that Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and Chicago Public Radio in association with Urgent Haircut Productions. Doug Berman, executive producer. BJ Lederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Mike Danforth and Emily Acton. The senior producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Rada B.